Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Doing the chapter on person taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before eating and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after eating. So the hadith we did the last, عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا دخل الرجل بيته جابر رضي الله عنه, he said that I heard Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying that when a man enters his house, فَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ عِنْدَ دُخُولِهِ, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of entering, وَعِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ, and when he's eating, then he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of eating. قَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِأَصْحَابِهِ, Shaitan says to his men, Shaitan says to his cronies, to his men, to his accomplices, he makes an announcement, لَا مَبِيتَ لَكُمْ وَلَا عَشَىٰ, that there is no place for you to stay in this house, and there is no meals also for you. So here you don't have a place to stay, and here you don't have meals. So this teaches us something, that those homes where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is not taken place, very often people complain that we're all having different types of problems, there's fights in the house, there's different types of issues we're having, children are not listening, etc. We should ask ourselves, are we taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we enter the home? Because these are the things that keep away the shayateen, keep away the evil effects that are found in those homes wherein the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not taken. And at the time of eating is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taken, as we will see in today's hadith, how important it is to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of eating. Yesterday I mentioned that at least on 5 occasions, a person should ensure that he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He reads the masnoon du'as. It may happen that we don't know the du'as at these occasions, but a very simple method to do is just say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. At least 5 times it will cover us. The first is when a person is entering the house, if he doesn't know the dua, he should say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and enter the house. So he has taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when entering the home. Then at the time of eating, before eating, he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he doesn't know the masnoon dua, then he should just say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Or if he knows Bismillah wa ala barakatillah. Then if he forgets, then whilst eating, he can still read Bismillah, as we did in yesterday's hadith, awwalahu wa akhirahu, and he can say these words also, that I take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning and in the end. And the third time a person should ensure that he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when he's going in the toilet. You know that the toilet is a place where shayateen like to, because they like places of filth. So they like the toilets generally. So when a person is going to the toilet, then he should take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where the Masnoon Dua also says, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm seeking your protection from the male and female shaitan. So this is the place where you're supposed to be seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person doesn't know the dua, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and enter the toilet. The third time a person should take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or now the fourth time that a person should take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when he's removing his clothes. And the fifth time, as I mentioned, is when a person is having any type of relationship with the wife. Before that, a person should read the dua. The wife should read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The husband should read. So on these occasions, a person should be very careful that he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are times when a person is also exposed to weaknesses, when the shaitan can influence a person. At one such time is when a person is very angry. He's very angry. If he knows, he should read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Or the next time is when a person is very afraid of something, shaitan can influence him to do something. Or the third time shaitan can influence a person to do something is when a person is very, very sad. So on these occasions also a person should go out of his way to try and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The easy way for protection in our homes is make it a habit of reading Quran every day in the house. That house where Quran is read, then the malaika frequent. In the malaika frequent, and how can the shayateen trouble a person in that home? So a person should make it a point of reading Quran every day and get the family also to read Quran every day in the home. So anyway, shaitan announces that there is no place for you to stay in this house. There is no food also for you because these people are taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of entering, at the time of eating. وَإِذَا دَخَلَ فَلَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فَلَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عِنْدَ دُخُولِهِ. When a person enters and he does not take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of entering, قَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ, shaitan now makes this announcement, أَدْرَقْتُمُ الْمَبِيتِ, excited. Now they've obviously got a place to stay. So have you found a place to stay? وَإِذَا لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, وَإِذَا لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ, when a person doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of eating, قَالَ أَدْرَقْتُمُ الْمَبِيتَ وَالْعَشَى, shaitan makes another announcement. Now you've got a place to stay, and you've got a place for meals. So this shows that this eating and participating is something that is a reality. We'll see in today's hadith and Hudhayfah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Qala kunna idha hadarna ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ta'aman lam nada' aydiyana hatta yabda' Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hudhayfah radiallahu anhu says that when we would set to eat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would be present to eat with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we wouldn't put our hands first into the plate, before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand into the plate, out of respect. Sahaba had such so much of respect that we wouldn't eat until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started eating. When he would start, then we would also eat. If he didn't start, then we wouldn't eat. This was the great respect they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِذَا حَضَرْنَا مَعَهُ مَرَّةً طَعَامًا. He says, once food was there in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were present to eat. فَجَاءَتْ جَارِيَةٌ كَأَنَّهَا تُدْفَعُ. A young girl came as though she was being ushered. It appeared as though she was being driven. This girl had come, the way she had come, it is as though she had been ushered by somebody. فَذَهَبَتْ لِتَضَعَ يَدَهَا فِي الطَّعَامِ. So she was about to put her hand into the food. فَأَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِيَدِهَا. نَبِيَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَّمُ caught hold of her hand. ثُمَّ جَاءَ عَرَابِيٌ كَأَنَّهَا يُدْفَعُ. Then a Bedouin had come. It was as though he was also being ushered, and he came forward, and he was brought forward. So then he says, what happens? فَأَخَذَ بِيَدِهِ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And he was about to put his hand in the food. نَبِيَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَّمَ also caught his hand. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَسْتَحِلُّ الطَّعَامَ أَلَّا يُذْكَرُ اسْمُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shaitan tries to make that food halal for him. He can't just eat that food like that, but he tries to make that food halal. How? Why? He tries to make that food halal by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name not being taken on the food. Before eating, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not taken. Now it is halal for him to eat. So he tries some ways, some tricks to try and make that food halal for him. وَإِنَّهُ جَاءَ بِهَذِهِ الْجَارِيَةِ لِيَسْتَحِلَّ بِهَا. Shaitan had come first with this, sent this girl here forward, so that she can start eating without the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now it becomes halal for him to eat, because Allah Pak's name wasn't taken when this food was eaten. So this was the first thing he did. فَأَخَذْتُ بِيَدِهَا. So I caught hold of her hand. فَجَاءَ بِهَذِهِ الْعَرَابِيِ لِيَسْتَحِلَّ بِهِ. This Bedouin had come. Shaitan brought him, pushed him forward, so that he could start eating without the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taken. So now it becomes halal for him to eat. فَأَخَذْتُ بِيَدِهِ. I caught hold of his hand also. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose hands my life is. إِنَّ يَدَهُ فِي يَدِي مَعَ يَدَيْهِمَا. That Shaitan's hand is also now in my hand with these two people's hands. So Nabi alayhi salam caught hold of that girl, caught hold of that Bedouin, and he's saying that Shaitan's hand is also now in my hand with both these people's hand. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَأَكَلَ. Then they took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then they ate. Rawahu Muslim. To show us that this is something that is physical. Often people complain that we eat and eat and eat, but we don't get full, that we have to keep eating. The whole day we have to eat. So much we have to eat. Whereas a true believer doesn't need to eat so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps him full. That barakat he finds in the food, by taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is sufficient to keep him full. One of the reasons why people need to eat and eat and eat and they don't get satiated, one of the reasons is that the person is not taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of eating. So we should ensure this is an important thing. We should teach our children also that remember, therefore they say it is mustahab, father of the house or some senior person, or even the child, if he reads loudly, to encourage the other people around to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before eating. So it's simple, one person reads loudly, Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah, Bismillahi rahman rahim, the person doesn't know that. He reads loudly, then everyone reads, and then everyone eats. So this will ensure us protection also from shaitan participating in our meals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, wa alhamdulillah.